These are the weekly security headlines from Daily Tech News Show for the week ending July 19th, 2019. I'm Tom Merritt. Version 76 of Google's Chrome browser will fix an unintended loophole that allows sites to determine if a visitor is using an incognito window. Previous versions of Chrome disabled the file system API to avoid leaving traces on a host machine. However, sites could check the availability of the API, and if they received an error, assume incognito mode was used. The new version will modify the file system API to avoid that issue. Chrome 76 rolls out July 30th. Google announced increases in bug bounties paid for its Chrome Vulnerability Rewards program. The maximum baseline reward amount now goes from $5,000 to $15,000, while the maximum reward amount for high-quality reports doubles to $30,000. Researchers contributing to the Chrome Fuzzer program rewards also double to up to $1,000. Google also created new categories for security bugs in firmware and lock screen bypasses, as well as offering a $150,000 bounty for exploit chains that can compromise a Chromebook or Chrome box with persistence in guest mode. On July 18th, the city of Orlando ended the second phase of its pilot to test Amazon's real-time face detection service Recognition. The first phase began in May of 2018 with installation of 8 cameras across the police department headquarters, downtown Orlando, and a community rec center. In a memo to the city council, Orlando's chief administrative office stated the city was not able to dedicate the resources to the pilot to enable us to make any noticeable progress toward completing the needed configuration and testing, with no immediate plans to test further facial recognition software. The pilot wanted to test giving police officers the ability to upload photos of suspects and be alerted when the face was identified on camera. Bandwidth issues prevented the city from processing the feed of more than one camera at a time, and the pilot never got to the point of testing images. Security researcher Sam Jadali and Washington Post tech columnist Jeffrey A. Fowler published a report on a browser extension vulnerability for Chrome and Firefox called DataSpy. That's SPII. The leak exposed personally identifiable and corporate information, which was then made available to members of an unnamed service. Affected extensions included HoverZoom, SpeakIt, SuperZoom, SaveFrom.net Helper, FairShare Unlock, and Panel Membership, all of which have more than 100,000 users. Data collected could be searched by domain name with confidential corporate memos, zero-day security vulnerabilities, tax returns, GPS locations, travel itineraries, credit card details, and possibly URLs visited. Domains for Amazon, Apple, BuzzFeed, Dell, Facebook, Epic Games, Tesla, and Walmart were listed on the service. The report found that HoverZoom and SpeakIt also waited to transmit data up to 24 days, presumably to avoid detection. After contacting Google and Mozilla, the companies remotely disabled the extensions. The online service collecting this information is also now defunct. Antivirus company Avast reports it found 7 stalkerware apps in the Google Play Store that had been installed more than 130,000 times. Google has removed all 7 apps. Stalkerware apps track things like location data and provide contacts, call logs, and text messages. They often bill themselves as ways to track children or find lost phones, but the app descriptions will often involve giveaways, like using the phrase catching cheaters. They require access to the target's phone, but once obtained, a user who installed one of these 7 apps would be prompted to install separate software and then delete the initial download, leaving no app icon to indicate the spyware had been installed. Slack sent emails to users it believes were affected by a data breach in 2015 when hackers gained access to its user profile database, including their scrambled password. The attackers inserted code that scraped the user's plain text password. Slack said it was recently contacted through its bug bounty about a list of allegedly compromised Slack account passwords, which the company says is only about 1% of users, but it is going to reset the passwords of every user who has not changed their password since 2015. If you've been inundated recently with photos of your friends looking much older than they are, thank FaceApp, which has been around since 2017 and even been in the news before, but resurged in popularity over the last week and got another round of fear about what it does with your data. The Verge points out that iOS researcher and CEO of Guardian Firewall, Will Strafik, found that the app does not upload the entire camera roll, as some people claimed, but it does upload single images to AWS or Google Cloud with your authorization in order to use the cloud to apply filters server-side. Researchers Jane Wang also saw the same thing. FaceApp's parent company CEO Yaroslav Goncharov told The Verge the photos are uploaded to save bandwidth and get deleted not long after. Also of issue, FaceApp's privacy policy says it may use people's usernames, names, and likenesses for commercial purposes. Lawyer Elizabeth Potts-Weinstein thinks that the terms of service might also allow data to be transferred to any of the company's location, which would not be GDPR compliant. Security researcher Laxman Mathia earned a $30,000 bug bounty from Facebook for discovering a way around Instagram's mobile password recovery. Instagram sends a 6-digit code to your phone number that you must enter within 10 minutes in order to recover your account if you forget your password. To brute force that, you'd need to try a million or so possibilities, and Instagram does rate limit attempts by IP address. However, Mutaya found that he could send concurrent requests to double the number of possible attempts and spent $150 on a cloud service to switch IP addresses so that he wouldn't get rate limited. Instagram has addressed and fixed the issue. Security researchers at Comparatech claim that the education platform K12.com exposed the personal information of more than 7 million students. The data includes full names, email addresses, birth dates, and gender identities, schools attending, authentication keys for accessing accounts. The exposure came from a misconfigured database on K-12's Anywhere Learning System, which was open from June 23rd to July 1st. It's unknown if the database was accessed by any malicious actors during that time. The Office for Data Protection and Information Freedom in the German state Hesse ruled that Office 365 in schools is illegal, as its default configuration risks exposing personal information of teachers and students to U.S. officials. Hesse Data Privacy Commissioner Michael Rundlundfisch had previously ruled that Office 365 use was allowed if all data remained in Germany. But a joint venture between Microsoft and Deutsche Telekom to provide a German-only cloud shut down in 2018. The commissioner recommended schools switch to using similar Office products with on-premises licenses. Finally, Amazon announced the expansion of its anti-counterfeiting program, Transparency, to Europe, India, and Canada. Transparency launched in the U.S. in 2017. This is the first expansion to other markets. It works by allowing manufacturers to put an embedded QR code in the shape of a T on manufactured goods. Amazon scans this when shipping to ensure authenticity, and customers can scan it to verify as well, although customer scanning apps appear to still be limited to U.S. users. Since launching, Amazon claims more than 4,000 brands use Transparency, leading to a halt of more than 250,000 counterfeit sales. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.